Welcome to day 142, Shavuot Tov. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, and we're continuing on the theme of removing stones from one's field during Shemitah. We know that generally one is not allowed to do that. It's a way of getting your field ready for planting, just like plowing. But if you're doing it in order to use the stones, not to clear your field and prepare it for planting, but to use the stones for building, for construction, then it would be okay, so long as you can demonstrate very clearly that you're removing the stones for building, to use the stones, and not to clear your field to get ready for planting. And we saw the halacha that if there are very large stones, the Mishnah described stones that were carried by two people, that would be, in general, a dispensation. You'd be allowed to remove those stones because everyone knows those are construction stones. So we're going to see a similar case here. It says Mishnah Tes, Avnei Kasef, stones that go on one's shoulder, Katef, Baos Mikol Makom. You can take in any case, in any situation, people know those are stones used for construction and you're removing it for that purpose, not to get your field ready for planting. The Hakablan may be Mikol Makom. Similarly, a kablan, one who is a contractor, one who receives fields, who receives jobs. You have to build other people's homes or structures in other people's fields. So everyone knows that that's the person's job, and therefore, when that person moves rocks, you know that you're doing it for the purpose of building, because that's what the person does. Is a contractor. So that person is also allowed to remove stones from any place and any situation. Now, the Elu Hein Avnei Kasef, what are these shoulder stones that we mentioned that you're allowed to remove in any case? Says the Mishnah, Kol She'ein Yechol Hinatel Ba'achas Yad, any stone that you can't pick up with just one hand. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir would say if you have to pick it up with two hands or you'd have to put it on your shoulder, right? That's why it might be called Avnei Kasef. You can't pick it up with one hand, it's too big, so you put it on your shoulder or you carry it with two hands. That, according to Rabbi Meir, is an Avnei Kasef that you'd be able to use remove in any situation. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Avnei Kasef Kishman, no. And Avnei Kasef is actually exactly what its name is. Kishman, it's exactly what the title says. Avnei Kasef, it's multiple stones. That's what it says. So, Kol She'ein Nitalush Shtayim Shalosh Ala Kasef, even if you were to take two or three and put it on your shoulder. But in general, stones that are large enough that you'd take a few of them and put them on your shoulder, smaller than the previous opinion. Rabbi Meir said you can't even lift with one hand, so it would be a stone, a large stone you'd put on your shoulder. But Rabbi Yossi would say it can be even smaller than that. Either way, these are the stones that are Avnei Kasef you can remove from any situation. And by the way, this differs from that which we learned in the previous Mishnayos. When there's a stone that two people would need to pick up together, we saw both by the wall and in the last case in the field, that makes it such that you can remove all of the stones of that field, even the smaller ones, as long as there are a few stones. In that mission, it said two stones that two people would need to carry, then you can remove all of the stones from the field. In this case, we're not talking about. In this case, we're just talking about which stones themselves you're allowed to remove regardless of the situation, and that is Avnei Kasef, either one stone that you can't carry with only one hand, or a few stones that you'd carry on your shoulder at once, you can remove all of those stones by themselves, but until it's large enough that two people would be able to pick it up, then you would not be able to remove the other stones from that field. Okay, that is Mishnah Tes. Says Mishnah Yud, Habone Gader Beino Uvein Rishus Harabim. One who wants to build a fence, let's say his property is at the very edge of the Rishus Harabim, the very edge of the public domain, right up to the street, and a person wants to build a fence. We see that quite often. A person wants to build a fence between his or her property and the Rishus Harabim. Then Mutter Lahamik Ad Hasela. Generally, what you do is that you'd dig into the ground in order to put the foundation of the fence so it's sturdy into the ground. So you're allowed to dig, says the Mishnah, ad hasela, until the rock at the bottom. Essentially, you're allowed to create like a ditch in which you put the foundation of the fence. Now, generally, what the Mishnah is really coming to combat is the possibility that maybe you would not be allowed to, because when you're digging to put the foundation of the fence in there, that looks like you're ready to plant during Shemitah. That's generally what people do when they're getting paid. They dig a little bit in the ground. So you'd think that maybe that would not be allowed. But because it's specifically Beino Vein Rishus Harabim, right up until the Rishus Harabim, the public domain, people generally don't plant there because it's not a great investment. People walk on there all the time and they'll ruin the plants. So therefore, and at the same time, it's also very popular to put fences in that space to delineate your property from the public property. So because of that, you're allowed to dig and it's not a problem of violating Shemitah or even looking like you'd violate Shemitah. So ma yesa ba'afar, but then what would you do with all of the extra soil that you dug out? You're not allowed to put it back in your field because that would look like it would look like topsoil. It would look like you're getting your field ready for planting. You're not allowed to do that. So what are you going to do with the afar? Says the Mishnah, tsovro b'rishis harabim umisakno. You would put it in the public domain, meaning you dig on the board of your property, you put all that dirt in the Rishus HaRabim, and then umasakna, with the intent with the intent that you'll then, though, fix it up later. You'll put it into piles, you'll take it out of the Rishus HaRavim, you'll take care of it later. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Akiva, though, disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kederach She'en Mekalkalin Rishus HaRavim, Kach Lo Yisakenu. It's not exactly clear what it means, because the language is a little bit strange, but the general understanding is, you're not allowed to put something in the Rishus HaRavim. You're not allowed to take up space and ruin the Rishus HaRavim and put your own dirt in the middle of the public domain. It's not your area. You're not allowed to do that. So just like you're not allowed to do that generally, you're also not allowed to do that. Kach lo yisakenu. Even if you have in mind that it's only temporary, you're going to fix it in a moment. You're going to remove it from the Rishus HaRavim. You're not allowed to do that even for a few moments. It's not your property. So Rabbi Akiva really disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua and says you're not allowed to put that soil that comes from your field in the middle of the street, even if you have intent to remove it in a few moments. So then according to Rabbi Akiva, so what should you do with it? So he says, Sobra b'soch sadeu k'derech mezavlin. You can put it in your field, but you can't spread it out like topsoil. Instead, you would pile it up just like you would with the manure case, with the fertilizer case. You make three piles, and you pile it up to 10 baskets each, etc., etc. Finally, v'chein hachofer bor v'siach ma'ara. So it's not exactly clear how this line connects to the rest of the Mishnah, but it seems that in general, whenever you are, forget Shemitah, whenever you're creating a ditch or a cave or a bor or a pit, in all of these cases, a furrow, in all these cases, you are never allowed to put the dirt into the middle of the street, into the Rishus HaRavim, even if it's only temporary, even if you felt, hey, I'm digging, it's my property, I'll just put it there for a moment, and then I will fix it, I'll remove it from the Rishus HaRavim. According to Rabbi Akiva, you would not allow to do that ever in any case. You always have to be careful that you don't take advantage of the public property that's next to you, and you always take care of whatever debris comes from your own work. You take care of that on your own property. That is the end of Perek Gimel, the third Perek. We will start the fourth Perek in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.